We have another packed Club New Life Collective for you. Starting out, we're going to hear from Chris Williams, who recently shared some of his wisdom and labeled it heart dis-ease. Next, Jim Burns and Dr. Jill Hubbard address Sarah, who wants to ask her daughter if she still struggles with same-sex attraction like she did in middle school. Then Tony called in to ask Chris Williams and Mark Cameron how to restore his relationship with his 14-year-old son. Let's listen.
What's on my mind is the leading cause of, or one of the leading causes of death in America, and that's heart disease. And so, but I'm going to refer to it in a little bit different way today. And the heart disease I'm talking about is a heart at dis-ease. And I think there's a huge epidemic happening in our culture today as well. And that is a heart at dis-ease that creates so much turmoil. It creates so much discontent, relational strife, anxiety, depression. And it just is that. It's a heart at dis-ease. And there are many, many, many different causes of what can cause us to be internally in turmoil. But one of the things that we need to, I think, really assess is how do we know when we're carrying a heart disease? One of the primary indicators of a heart at dis-ease is a critical nature. It's a heart that is in a mind that is bent towards the negative. It is bent towards that which is in deficit and scarcity rather than that which is in abundance or which is in what we call an asset-driven perspective. There are, again, thousands of different reasons. And I have in my own heart, in my own diseased heart, tons of different evidence that shows that the criticism takes that bit of evidence and puts it out into the world as something that is true. But what we don't recognize when we get into the heart disease of criticism is we can't see a much, much bigger picture. And we can't see the positive or that which may be healthy. We get obsessed with the unhealthy. The other thing about the critical nature that we can't recognize is that, or that we oftentimes are blinded to, is that even though it is offloading on something else, a situation or a person, the obsession is still the self. And it's placing myself in position of judge. In a higher sense of authority. Even ironically, if it's against the self, it creates a divided self. And so when we're finding ourselves in overly critical places in our life, and where criticism is right at hand, and we're laying that card down all the time, the question should be changed from what needs to change outside of me to what needs to change inside of me. What is going on inside of me in my life that is creating this dis-ease inside of me?
Yeah, and that critical spirit can be interior or exterior. Some people struggle with just tearing themselves down and low self-esteem, and other people struggle with tearing other people down.
Yes.
And it's really a heart issue, as you're saying. Where does that come from in us? And we're responsible for addressing that.
There is so much scripture that appeals to this process. Share with that which builds other people up. Let's not be people who tear others down. And maybe you're out there and you've been torn down by critical people in your life who've been critical of you. And that can create a contagion. I just think that one of the things that we have to look at, and I mentioned this, is that a heart in deficit. And most of the deficits that I see, and of course in my work, is relational deficits. And that is, we don't recognize that we are creatures that have needs. And God created us with these vulnerabilities. But if those needs do not get met over a long period of time, that is, it empties itself out. And then toxins can come in that. And one of those toxins of criticism also, that there's a subtlety underneath all of this that is entitlement. When we get depleted, entitlement comes in and it demands its own way. And again, it becomes very self-obsessive. But what we don't recognize is that repels the relationships around us. that people want to distance themselves rather than draw close to that because of all of the different ways that entitlement will either take or control. And really, this is a plea for us to start in our relationship with God to exercise faith, to exercise a deeper trust in the abundance of God, in the provision of God, and to open up our hearts and our minds and our eyes to see a much, much bigger picture mm-hmm. of what is around us in assets rather than deficits.
Do you think when we criticize other people, it's because there's something inside of us that that's almost similar to what we see in the other person, and we figure that if we point it out in them, maybe it doesn't look as bad in us? What are your thoughts on
that? I think there's a lot of reasons, for sure, Brian. That's a really good point. I think it's trying to control the uncontrollable. It's something that we don't like that we're trying to control. We use it and criticism is a control mechanism that I don't like this in you, Brian, so I'm trying to change it in you. Mm-hmm. It could be applied to, as Mark, you were saying in the first segment, it can be applied to this. I don't like this in me, so I'm going to criticize it mm-hmm. and hope that it changes as a result of the criticism. And so the problem is that it can work, mm-hmm. but it's not sustainable and reusable energy sources for sustainable and positive or healthy change.
Well, and in order to work on something, we have to recognize that it's there. And so to be able to have other people speak into our lives can help us increase our self-awareness. So going mm-hmm. to those who are around us and asking them, what do you think about my self-talk? Do you think I build myself yeah. up? Or what do you think about my other talk? Do mm-hmm. I build other people up? And using that reflection back to be able to dig deep and ask yourself, what do I need to work on? Because as you're talking about, even with the physical condition of heart disease, we can do something about
yes.
that.
Yeah.
There's lifestyle changes that we can make to reduce our risks. Mm-hmm. And we can do those same things with what you're talking about here with criticism and contempt and those yeah. kinds of things.
That's good. Yeah.